Welcome to September. Stocks close lower amid trade and manufacturing troubles. Walmart to cease selling handgun ammo. It's the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks, everybody, for coming by. It seems like when the president tweets, stocks suffer. New Jersey is about to open up a mega mall, but good luck getting there. Target says the new tariffs will not be paid by their customers. So who pays? We'll tell you. Short on cash, many companies are offering loans on your paycheck. And say goodbye to those tiny bottles of shampoo, conditioner, and lotion that await you in your hotel room. Those stories and Joe Klein for the interview. We're talking health literacy. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I know it feels like Monday, right? All day long. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. Well, September is historically a tough time for equities, and sure enough, the first trading day of September did not disappoint. The Dow opened 200 points lower and kept going down. Why? Well, you can blame it on the new round of tariffs that were imposed over the weekend that are sure to hit consumers and the dismal manufacturing numbers. The Dow closed 285 points lower, while the S&P 500 lost 0.7%, and the NASDAQ pulled back 1.1%. Stocks hit their session lows after the Institute for Supply Management said U.S. manufacturing activity actually contracted last month for the first time since early 2016. What else? The U.S. imposed 15% tariffs on a variety of Chinese goods on Sunday, and China imposed new charges on the United States products. All of this marking the latest escalation in the long-running trade war. Retail stocks were hit hard because investors realized the latest tariffs could take a chunk out of earnings. Meanwhile, the 10-year T-note fell to 1.47%, and bank stocks took a hit. Welcome to September. And related to the markets is this interesting story from CNBC. It seems the more President Trump tweets, the lower the market reacts. In a report that was released today by Bank of America Merrill Lynch, it seems that when the president tweets a bunch, the market goes down. In the report, we learn that trade talk, political campaigning, and tweets have all contributed to the volatility on the market, be it about trade, China, or the Fed. Bottom line, according to Bank of America Merrill Lynch, perhaps the president might want to take a Twitter break. Today, the nation's largest retailer, Walmart, is telling their customers they no longer welcome shoppers who open carry firearms into their stores. In addition to changing its open carry policy, Walmart also said it would end the sale of ammunition for handguns and assault-style weapons and stop selling handguns in Alaska, which, by the way, is the only state until now where they have sold handguns. Walmart plans to post signage in its stores to educate customers on its new policy regarding the open carry of firearms and says that once their current inventory of handgun ammunition is depleted, that's the end of the company selling it. Walmart will continue to sell rifles and shotguns and the ammo those take. Well, Bloomberg is reporting that very soon, and after 16 years of waiting, the behemoth American Dream retail and amusement complex is set to open just west of Manhattan in New Jersey. Now, to get there, an expected 40 million visitors will have to use the current highway system that's already traffic-choked. Unlike the folks in Minneapolis, Minnesota that whisk visitors to the Mall of America via light rail, the folks in New Jersey have no plans for that, but they will extend bus traffic routes and times. Now, if it sounds like a recipe for trouble, you may be on the right track. The American Dream Mall was built in New Jersey's Meadowlands, where some of the nation's most congested highways crisscross swamps, former landfills, and commuter towns. The mall will be in the same neighborhood as MetLife Stadium, home to the busiest National Football League playing schedule, and a favorite concert stop for the likes of Bruce Springsteen and Beyonce. The result has been standstill traffic and transit muck-ups that are routine. So, if you want to go to the new mall, you might want to pack a lunch. According to the Motley Fool, Target has a plan to keep the tariffs from impacting the cost of its merchandise. How are they going to do that? Target's made it clear in a letter to vendors that it expects the vendors to absorb the cost of the tariffs. Target said to its vendors to either find alternative sources for the goods they sell the company or simply eat the cost of the tariffs on goods imported from China. That's a big ask from the chain, which essentially makes it clear it's not going to raise its prices or lower its own margins. That puts vendors in a very challenging situation, just to say the least. Some may be able to find alternative sourcing for goods, but others will have to choose between telling Target, no, ain't going to do it, and possibly losing the retailer as a customer, or continuing to sell to the chain at a lower margin, or perhaps even a loss. Stay tuned. Well, more and more Americans are reporting they are financially stressed. So we're going to share with you a paycheck loan story. No, not a payday loan from a loan shark, but what's an advance on your paycheck? Some companies are offering perks called salary advancements and loans to their employees. It's all in a bid to retain those who may encounter money issues. Here's how it works. An online service gives employees the option to borrow part of their next paycheck, usually a couple of thousands of dollars, which is then deducted automatically from their paychecks over a period of time. The system means default rates are low as the money is kept back before going to the workers' bank accounts. We will see how that works. And finally, there is this, just in case you've run out of stuff to worry about. Marriott International has announced it will stop providing hotel guests with mini bottles of shampoo, conditioner, and bath gel by December 2020. The plastic bottles will be replaced mainly by wall-mounted dispensers. The world's largest hotel chain follows other brands, which has also recently scrapped tiny toiletries from their guest rooms. Marriott, with more than 7,000 hotels in 131 countries under 30 brands, said this move will eliminate about 500 million small bottles each year, or 1.7 million pounds of plastic. And that seems to be a good thing. Well, stay with us, because coming up next, Joe Klein and I will talk about healthcare literacy. It's something that you may not know anything about, but avoiding it or not knowing about it could, in the long run, kill you. Author and lecturer Joe Klein, coming up next here on the Business News Hour.